Log Talk Radio.
Right now, this is DJ Stevie P coming to you live from Sun Valley, Idaho, and this is my final show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not moving to another network. It's just after realizing that I get no listeners, I've decided to put it into this thing called my radio show. Since I've started, I've only had one person call in, and that was on my 9/11 tribute show. And that was on September the 10th when they called in. I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to go ahead and give the call-in number. Nobody's going to call in. So it's 347-850-1572. As I said, this is my final show. I've got an hour and 54 minutes left. I'm going to be playing a lot of music during this show. I'm also going to be covering the sports, the weather, and also different topics that I have covered since I started doing the show. Now, I don't like the fact that I'm giving the show up, but, you know, I have a lot on my plate coming up in the next few weeks. First and foremost, for those of you in Sun Valley, Idaho, which none of you are listening, so it doesn't even matter, but I'm going to say this anyway. On October the 7th, there is a Pizza and Politics Forum at Carroll's Dollar Mountain Lodge here in Sun Valley for the city council candidates that are running for city council. I'm included in that. I've already told them I will be there, and I will be there showing up in a shirt and a tie and just showing that candidates should dress the part. They shouldn't be wearing where it looks like they've gone to the beach. And that's a problem around here. I noticed that a few weeks ago when I went to the city council meeting here in Sun Valley. But we'll discuss that later. First, we're going to talk about sports, because a majority of my shows over the last 6 weeks have been about sports. I want to talk about the Braves. Now, as some of you know, whoever listens to this program, which is only a handful of people, and I do thank you for listening. But as I said, when I saw that, and I'm able to check this, when I saw that nobody listened to the show live the other night, nobody downloaded the show, I said to myself, self, you know, something's got to change. And as pointed out in the song, and I will play that song later, and I played it a couple weeks ago, when it's time to change, you have to rearrange who you are into what you're going to be. So I guess that's what this show is about. This show is me doing that. It's closure. Now, I might start it up again. I don't know. But it's not going to be for a while. But as I said, we have plenty of time to discuss that. First and foremost, we're going to talk about baseball. Because now there is 6 days left of the regular season. That's it. 6 days. Being that there is 6 days left, we'll start with the Atlanta Braves. Now, I'm from Atlanta. I grew up a Braves fan. I remember in 1991 when they went from worst to first and into the World Series, and it went Game 7, and then they lost that final game in 10 innings. That's how close they were to winning a World Series that year. Then in 92, when the Blue Jays beat them, but finally in 95, they won their only World Series title in 95. 96, they was up 2 games to the Yankees, and they lost 4 straight, giving the Yankees another World Series title. And then in 99, 1999, they made the World Series again and lost also to the Yankees, I believe. And since then, they never made it out of the first round of the playoffs. Well, for the last 3 years, they've been without the playoffs. They finished respectably lower than first. However, this year, pretty good pitching. Offense is starting to come alive. I said it myself a few weeks ago. I said the Braves were out of the playoffs and, you know, they had no chance at all. Well, turned out I was wrong. They actually still have a chance. They have they trail by two games with six to play. Now, as reported by ESPN and MLB and on the schedule, the Colorado Rockies, who are in first place in the wild card standings, have a three-game set against the Milwaukee Brewers, and then they play and finish out the season against the, I can go ahead and say, National League Western Division champion Los Angeles Dodgers, who is vying for home field. So they got six tough games to play. That's the Rockies. Braves, on the other hand, they won last night against the Marlins 4-0. They have two other games to play against the Marlins, and then they finish out the season with a team that's lost 103 games. So if you lose 103 games, that's a pretty easy series. And I like John Kruk. I think he's a little off on his prediction. He said that the Braves will edge out the Rockies on the last day of the season to win the wild card. Who knows? Only time will tell. There's still a lot of, six games of baseball left. That's still six games. So I'll give that call a number again, like it even matters, but I'll go ahead and give it again. 347-850-1572. We're going to take another break. We'll be doing quick, a lot of breaks tonight and or this morning. Because for archive purposes, today is September 29, 2009. Today is Tuesday. It's currently 63 degrees here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And in 24 hours, the temperature will be about 30 degrees less than that. More on that also later. First, however, we're going to play another song. And so please enjoy. We'll be back very shortly.
Conscience burns. I need to know.
Okay, we're back. Now we're in 40. Excuse me. Our. An hour and 42 minutes left of the show. And, feels like I got a frog in my throat. Anyway, we're going to talk about baseball. We're going to continue on the baseball. Now, these are the scores from yesterday. Over in the American League, you had Cleveland over the White Sox. I'm sorry. You had the White Sox over Cleveland, 6-1. You had the Yankees continuing their winning streak. They've now won 101 games. They won 8-2. You had a rainout in Detroit, Minnesota and Detroit. Now, currently, they're battling for the AL Central title. And Minnesota's in second, Detroit's in first. Today, they play a day-night doubleheader. Also, you had the Rays over Baltimore, 7-6. And you had Toronto over Boston, 11-5. We'll discuss a little bit more about Boston in a little bit. You had Pittsburgh all over L.A., 11-1. As I said earlier, you had Atlanta over Florida, 4-0. You had Houston over Philadelphia, 8-2. And you had the Washington Nationals. Oh, my God, they won. Ooh. they improved to 53-103 as they beat the New York Mets 2-1. So, those are your American and National League scoreboard for last night. Now, the standings. We'll do the American League wild card first. Currently, Boston's magic number to get into the playoffs is 1, which means even as if they lose, as they've done recently, they're kind of backing their way into the playoffs. Anyway, so their magic number is 1. Texas is 6 back. So that's pretty much how that goes there. Now so I really don't need to give the rest, cuz all of them are out of it except for Texas. They're the only ones that still have a rat's chance in hell, you know. Over in the National League wild card, the Colorado Rockies, their magic number is still at 5 because they were off last night. The Braves are 2 games back, and the Giants are 5 back, and the Marlins are 5.5 back. After that, it's pretty much everyone else is out of it, completely out of it, eliminated from playoff contention. So, we're going to take another quick break, play another song, because this is my last show and I can do whatever I want to do. So that's what I'm going to do. Now we're going to play another song, and then we'll be back, and we'll talk about the regular standings for the National and American Leagues. So here on... here on Steve's final show on Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't hear. How am I still here?
Okay, we are back. 1 hour and 34 minutes left of this, my final show. And we're going to continue with the baseball standings. As you know, the New York Yankees have won the American League East. Congratulations to them. The Detroit Tigers are, their magic number is 6. And Minnesota is currently 2 games back. And they're playing in that day-night doubleheader today in Detroit. So that's going to be a very interesting race. So Chicago is in third in that division, and I don't need to speak about the rest. Then the Los Angeles Angels won their division last night over the Texas Rangers. And then they celebrated by, you know, dumping champagne on the jersey of one of their fallen teammate. The guy Nick, I can't say his last name, and I don't want to mispronounce it, you know, because that would be dishonorable. So I don't want to do that. But anyway, I think it's Aiden Hart, but I'm not sure. But I thought it was very classy of them to take his jersey and then dump champagne on it, where it was like he was helping them celebrate. And then they went out to the center field wall and posed for pictures as a team in front of the thing that they put in front on the center field wall of him to memorialize him, which is what they deserve to do, and so they did. So anyway, you have the American League playoffs. Looks like they're about to, the seeding and everything is be sewn up. The Yankees have claimed home field advantage throughout the playoffs. It looks like the Tigers will end up having to travel to New York to play the Yankees. Looks like the Los Angeles Angels will host the Boston Red Sox. So that would be an interesting series. Now both the playoffs starts next week, around the 7th. That's when they start. Now, over into the National League, the Phillies' magic number is 3. Now, if it was 3 2 weeks ago, then you'd say, oh, yeah, they got it wrapped up. But they've been losing. They lost last night to Houston. They've been losing. The Braves have been winning. There is a slight chance, very, very slight chance. The Braves are only 4 out. Now, yeah, they've already won 7 straight, but stranger things have happened. So I would not put it past the Braves, where, you know, if the Phillies continue to lose. I do not know the Phillies schedule. Just the Braves and the Rockies. But the Braves are only 4 back, so who knows what's gonna happen. This is gonna be an exciting final week of the season. Marlins are pretty much out of it. 7.5 back. Over in the Central, as I mentioned on Sunday night, the Cardinals have won their division and are battling currently for the top spot behind the Dodgers. Right now, the Cardinals and the Phillies have the second best record in the National League. Dodgers had the first. Dodgers, magic, they've already made the playoffs, but their magic number is 1, which means that if the Rockies lose, which we all hope that the Rockies lose, sorry people in the Mountain West, I know I live up here now, but whatever. If the Rockies lose, no matter what the Dodgers do, the Rockies lose to Milwaukee, then they're going to have that magic number down to 0 for the Dodgers, and they will win the division. So, that is pretty much the NL standings and the AL standings. And we'll be right back. We're going to play another song, as we're going to do a lot, take a lot of breaks. 1 hour and 28 minutes left. We're still going to play a lot of songs. And then we'll be back in just a few minutes. So please enjoy this song from Aqua. Okay, we're back. 1 hour, 24 minutes remaining in the show. And we're going to switch over to the NFL. There's several headlines going on. The Players Union and the league is to meet for negotiating sessions. Despite struggles, the Oakland Raiders' Tom Cable is still sticking with Jamarcus Russell as starter. Patriots Brady not happy with offense's performance. Jim Mora Jr. changing tune, says Seahawks will stick with Marr. His headlines are hard to find, I tell you. So, those are some of the headlines. Oh, Johnson to replace Leftwich as Butt starting quarterback. Okay. So, again, those are some of the headlines. Now, the score from Monday night, the Dallas Cowboys finally won at home at 2 tries. They beat the sinking Carolina Panthers 21-7. And some of the other scores from the weekend, just to remind you. You had Baltimore over Cleveland, Detroit over Washington. Washington has taken a lot of flack for that, for losing to Detroit. What can I say? Detroit was a better team that day. Jacksonville over Houston, New England over Atlanta, Green Bay over St. Louis, New York Giants over Tampa Bay, Jets over Tennessee, Philadelphia over Kansas City, Minnesota over San Francisco, New Orleans over Buffalo, Chicago over Seattle, Cincinnati over Pittsburgh, Denver over Oakland, San Diego over Miami, Indianapolis over Arizona. Those are your scores for the weekend. Now coming up in week 4, let me get to it. Okay, week 4. You're going to have, Tampa Bay at Washington, the Giants at Kansas City, Cincinnati at Cleveland, Seattle at Indy, Oakland at Houston, Tennessee at Jacksonville, Baltimore at New England, Detroit at Chicago, Buffalo at Miami, the Jets at New Orleans, the Rams at San Francisco, Dallas at Denver, the Sunday night game is San Diego at Pittsburgh, and the Monday night game is the Green Bay Packers traveling to Minnesota to play Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings. There are 4 teams that have bye weeks. That's the Cardinals, the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Eagles. So, that's that for football. And I think we're going to take another break. 1 hour and 20 minutes left. So, let's find a good song here. Okay, please enjoy this song here.
Some doors are open. a heart so big it could crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down, and all around your island there's a barricade. It keeps out the danger.
I'm going to discuss my schedule, talk about my schedule of upcoming events, where you can catch me live over the next few weeks. As I said earlier, on October the 7th, I will be at Carol's Dollar Mountain Lodge here in Sun Valley, Idaho. It's participating in the Pizza and Politics Forum put on by the Idaho Mountain Express weekly or biweekly newspaper, and that's where I'll be on October the 7th. The start time for that event is 6:30 p.m., and it's free to the public, so come out and listen to what I have to say and the other candidates. And in between then and now, you can catch me nightly from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. sitting behind the front desk at the Sun Valley Lodge. showtimes every day from Tuesday night through Monday night are going to be 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., I believe. I know that the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is going to be 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Not sure about Saturday, Sunday, or Monday yet, as I have not seen that schedule. After that, after the event on the 7th, I will be back at the Sun Valley Lodge and the show daily, I believe, will be from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., but again, I have not seen that schedule. And that runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Monday, October the 12th, you can catch me in Haley, Idaho, at the Freeman Memorial Airport, boarding a plane headed for Florida. Also on the 12th, I'll be making a stop at the Salt Lake City Airport. You can catch me there in the Salt Lake City Airport. At midnight on the 13th Mountain Time, I will be boarding a plane heading for the beautiful, beautiful city of New York. I've never been there before. I'm excited about going to New York to seeing people. Well, I'm not going to see anybody. I'll only be there for 2 hours. But still, landing in New York City will be a thrill. I'm going to try to get as many pictures of the area as I can. I'm not leaving the airport. I am not leaving the airport and then turn around and trying to go back through security. Not in New York City. No way. So this country boy is going to New York City. Anyway, from there, I will also be in Atlanta, Georgia, my hometown, for about an hour and a half or so. You can catch me there at Hartsfield. I don't call it Hartsfield-Jackson. It's Hartsfield International Airport. That's what I call it. That's what it is. Period. No Jackson. That's stupid. And it's not me being racist. I don't care. It's just, you know, there's certain things that you grow accustomed to, names that you grow accustomed to, certain things. You know, like Old Shea Stadium, Candlestick Park in San Francisco, Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego, Altel Stadium, Jacksonville, Florida, you know, Hartsfield International Airport, you know, Pluto is a planet. Those are things that you grow accustomed to, and no matter, even if they change, those little things will always remain the way they are supposed to remain. Okay? Anyway, from there, I will be flying to my second home, which is Jacksonville, Florida, and I'll be spending a few days in Jacksonville on the 13th when I fly in, the 14th, the 15th, and the 16th. I will be in Jacksonville, Florida. On the 15th, I'll be helping celebrate my grandmother's 84th birthday. So congratulations to my grandmother for turning 84. And I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to be there to help her celebrate her birthday. On the 16th, I am on the Andrew Jackson High School alumni. I'm the coordinator for the AJHS Andrew Jackson High School Facebook page on Facebook. We are having a pre-reunion luncheon. That will be on Friday. Friday, October 16th at 12 noon at the Country Cabin at 1401 Dunn Avenue, That's the Country Cabin at 1401 Dunn Avenue in Jacksonville, Florida. Go to the AJHS page and for more information. There will be a link provided there. Then also on the 16th, I will be after that luncheon. Even if I'm the only one that shows up, I'm still having a luncheon there. So, good times, yeah. Anyway, and after that, I will be traveling by vehicle to Central Florida to visit with family down there. On October 17th, you can catch me at Disney's Epcot Center. I already have my ticket. I don't know what time I'll be arriving, but pretty much you might be catching me in a Florida Gator shirt and hat, as that's what I would normally wear because I honor my team. So I will be there on the 17th of October. On the 18th, I am free. I probably will be visiting with my mom, who lives down there in the area, and other family in the area. So call for an appointment, and you can get all that info on facebook.com/ Steve, Steve, Poindexter, Poindexter, online. So it's facebook.com/ Steve Poindexter online for all your information. If you want to join my page and follow me, then that's how you do that. On October 19th, wait a minute, October 18th and 19th, I'm free. On October 20th, I am sitting in. My brother-in-law, Joey, hosts a music show called Music of the Risen Sun that is on, I can't remember the name of the radio network that it's on now. But anyway, he hosts a show from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And, again, I cannot think of the name of the show. Anyway, so that's where I'll be, and then I will, be spending the rest of the day chillaxing and just getting ready for my trip home. We'll be flying out first thing the next morning from Orlando International Airport. You may catch me at Orlando International Airport. I'll be flying out to Houston, Texas, another town I've never been to before. Looking forward to going to Houston. You know, stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. Sorry, just had to do that. Yeehaw! Anyway, so you can catch me at Houston International Airport I'm only going to be there for like 30 minutes before I board on the next flight. And I'll be traveling to Portland, Oregon, another town I've never been to before. So you can catch me in Portland. And I'll be there for a couple hours, I believe. And then from there, I'll be going back to Salt Lake City, Utah. And I know that airport at the back of my hand, so you will be able to catch me. I will either be at the Sbarro Pizza Place, which is connected with the Burger King, big area for people to sit and eat. Or I will be at the... by weakness, I will be at the Cinnabon stand. Every time I go through Salt Lake City, have to have a Cinnabon. Absolutely, without a doubt, have to have one. I'm going to go ahead and give that call-in number again. It's 347-850-1572. And we're going to go ahead and take a break. We got 1 hour and 3 minutes left. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to play another song. I've played this song in the past on this show, and I'm going to play it again one more time for my final show. So please enjoy this song from Buddy Jewel. Thank you.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleep the sweet home, Alabama, Roll Tide, roll. Muddy waters, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for ya. Louisiana, yellow rose of San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, Woman River whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, roll.
Okay, we're back, and that was Buddy Jewel with Sweet Southern Comfort. I actually love that song. Call-in number is 347-850-1572. We now have less than 1 hour left on this show, my final show, for at least a few weeks, maybe my final show permanently. If you want to see this show continue, if you are a fan of the show, please let me know by email or through this page here. Just leave me a message and let me know that you want this show to continue before it goes away permanently. Now, as I said earlier, that was my schedule, and I gave my schedule, and now I'm going to talk a little bit more about the city council thing that was brought up a few weeks ago when I did a special 45-minute show on the city council. After that show, I went to a city council meeting. They have them once a month here in Sun Valley. And I was surprised. I have always been taught that city council meetings, the gentlemen dress in dress shirts and ties. The people around here think that a city council meeting is something that you do after you come from the beach. Now, there's no beach around here, but still, my point is that it's like casual Fridays at, I don't know, at Budweiser. I don't know. I'm just making it something up here. But what I'm saying is that instead of having people dress in professional attire going to a city council meeting, and I'm talking about the three male city council members and the one mayor. Instead, like I said, it looks like casual Friday. When I showed up, I was wearing a blue dress shirt and a tie because I feel that if you're going to represent a city, you need to look professional. You need to look your best. You need to make sure that your presence is felt and known and heard. So that is that's how that is. Now, I, for one, am looking forward to the city council, to the voting on the ballot. I'm looking forward to the forum next week. I'm looking forward to getting out and talking to voters. Now, I must say this. When you're running your first campaign and you have no financial backers at all, you're doing everything not even on a shoestring budget, but how about a piece of string you find on the floor budget? That's pretty much my budget. I mean, I count my budget in coins, not dollar bills. But I'm not complaining. This is my first budget, or my first election running. So things are not going to be all the way kosher. But I'm trying. I have a message. I want to get it out there to the people. And if the people listen, great. You know, if I'm elected, great. But it's been an interesting journey since I decided to run a month ago. Now, anybody outside of the Sun Valley Company, I really haven't met and talked to. Because I, as I said, since I have no budget and no contributors to my campaign, I'm running on a piece of string budget. Again, not complaining, just stating fact. Another fact is, we got 54 minutes left. We're going to take another break, play another song. So, please enjoy this song here. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we're back. We got 50 minutes left in my final show here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to talk about President Obama real quick. Now, somebody that is the president has a lot on his plate. What does he decide to do? He decides, oh, I want to go to Copenhagen, Denmark to rally and give my support for the Chicago Olympic bid in 2016. Okay, whatever. Dude, you have so much stuff on your plate. You have so much stuff to worry about. Your popularity's dropping. You don't have a clue as to what to do in Afghanistan. You know, you're having children singing your praises against their will for the most part, and you want to go to Denmark to rally the Olympics for Chicago? Dude, where is your priorities? Clearly, you don't have any. So, if you want to get in on this discussion, it's 347-850-1572. The phone lines are open for another 48 minutes if you want to talk about this. Now, speaking of Obama and the White House, as you know, he's a big supporter of Acorn. He used to be a lawyer for Acorn. And I say I give praise, undercover journalism at its finest. The two people, the woman, 20-year-old girl, Hannah, and I forgot the guy's name, James, I think, but who's 25, the two filmmakers who decided to sting Acorn, and they stung him right in the behind. That is exactly where Acorn got stung, and rightfully so. And now they want to, the state of Maryland wants to prosecute the people for wiretapping charges. Please. That is so bogus, it's not even funny. Acorn was is a corrupt organization, and a lot of people are now realizing that and seeing that. New York Times, what did they do? They're like, oh, we messed up. We was not on top of this story like we should have been. We're now hiring somebody else to be on top of these stories, to listen out for these stories. Yeah, like that's going to do any good. New York Times, your viewership and readership is going down the drain. I don't understand why anybody would read the New York Times anymore. It's very biased news. And it's the same. I know people say the same thing about Fox News on the right, but it's not. That is probably the most fair news I have seen. A lot fairer than CNN, a lot fairer than MSNBC and the rest of them. So again, if you want to get in on this conversation, it's area code 347-850-1572. My mouth is very dry this morning for some reason. We're going to take another break, and in the meantime, we're going to play another song. So please hold for this song here. Okay, we are back, and this is blogtalkradio.com. This is DJ Stevie P. We've got 37 minutes left of the program. The call-in number, if you want to call in and chime in, if there's actually anybody listening, it's area code 347-850-1572. We're going to give a weather report right now, and this is there is a special weather advisory in effect until, believe it's, okay, 5 p.m. Mountain Time for the Central Idaho Mountains, including the Sawtooth Mountains, Big and Little Wood River region, including the cities of Haley, Ketchum, Bellevue, and Sun Valley, where I am. The first snow of the season arrives tonight in the Central Idaho Mountains. A windy and showery day in the Central Idaho Mountains will change over to a snow and rain mix during the overnight hours tonight. Below 8,500 feet elevation, snow totals through Wednesday afternoon should range from 1 to 4 inches, melting by late Wednesday afternoon. Above the 9,000 foot elevation, snow will accumulate in the heavier amounts. Motorists planning travel into Central Idaho Mountains tonight should plan for more time to reach a destination due to slower going. Monitor road conditions just prior to departure and while en route. Bring safety equipment such as warm clothing for all passengers and blankets. The current radar shows that there is light rain in the Sun Valley, Idaho area. It is 55 degrees here in Sun Valley. So, looks like some snow's on the way. Now, I want to talk real quick about the United Nations. They had a meeting last week, some sort of meeting, and Obama was there, and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I think I said his name right, the Iranian president was there, and Muammar Gaddafi was there, and Tony Blair, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Sarkozy was there, along with all the rest of the world leaders. They was all there, and Gaddafi spoke for, what was it, like 90 minutes? He spoke. It got so bad that even his interpreter passed out from the sheer joy of having to interpret his speech. That's how bad it was. Now, then after, before it was finally over, you had Tony Blair and Sarkozy and Nicolas Sarkozy and Obama all together talking about Iran and their weapons that they had found. Now, like it's a surprise to anybody that they actually found these weapons, that they actually realized that they had these missile tests. I mean, everybody knows that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and like I said, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, I don't care. He's a dictator. He shouldn't even be president. There is no way that he won that election back in June. That election was fixed from the mullahs. It was fixed by the people above Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, and he stole the election. He has called for the worldwide destruction of Israel. So it should come as no surprise at all to anybody that what he wants is to annihilate Israel and Israel's friends. Well, the United States is supposed to be a friend of Israel. But guess what? Since the Obama administration has started, they've been more like a foe than a friend to the Israeli people. That's a big mistake. I'd like to see Obama grow a pair and actually follow through on his threats that he says is going to take place against Iran. And you know what? Sanctions are not going to work. I'm sorry, but if you want sanctions, you can sanction anybody all over the place. Sanctions are not going to work. They're still going to build and test these, long-range or mid-range missiles going up to 1,250 miles. The U.S. should be on alert. The United States allies should be on alert. And Israel is ready to defend itself and its people, and rightfully so. I say good for them. You know, those that stand with Israel will stand. Those that stand against Israel will fall. And it may be some time, but eventually Iran will fall. Now in Afghanistan, you got a president who cannot make a decision on whether or not to send more troops. Now, back in the late 1980s, the Soviet Union was defeated in Afghanistan. So what kind of message will it send to the Taliban? Remember those people that knocked down the World Trade Center, that crashed into the Pentagon, that bombed the USS Cole, that bombed the towers or the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania? Remember them? The ones that crashed the plane in Pennsylvania on September 11th, 2001? 2001. The people that was behind the Madrid train bombing, the London train bombing, since 9/11, the splinter group of them was behind the bombs last, you know, the killings last year, the blast in Mumbai, India. The ones that were behind Vizier Bhutto, I think I'm saying her name right, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan that was assassinated just weeks before an election. It's these people here that want to destroy us, and they still want to destroy us. And if you have a plan where you don't want to see nothing done, well, we're going to lose. And that's not the American way. We need to get in there. We need to grow a pair, Mr. President. You need to have some gumption. Go in there and kick some ass. That's exactly what you need to do. And if you don't do it, well, you're too busy running off to Denmark to try to get the Olympics brought here. Who cares? I mean, yeah, you're all about unity and sportsmanship and whatever, blah. But still, grow a pair. All right, we got 29 minutes left of the show, my final show, unless I get a lot of people to write to me and say that they want it to continue, which if it does, it will not be until after the election on November the 3rd. I've got that busy month ahead of me. But we're going to go ahead and let me find another song to play here. We're going to go ahead and play another song. We're going to do a little reminiscing here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky.
I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of camels, a burrito, and a fart. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder. Love me saying, girl, you better get back home. But
I feel lucky.
Oh, oh, oh.
I feel lucky, yeah.
No tropical depression gonna steal my son away. I feel lucky today. Sitting at the bar, I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Oh, the love, the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. I feel lucky today.
Okay, we are back. We got 17 minutes left of the program. That was Mika with We Are Golden. And before that was Mary Chapin Carpenter with I Feel Lucky. Now, we were talking about Iran. This is a news report from FoxNews.com. It says, Iran reportedly refusing to negotiate nukes in Geneva. Tehran reportedly says it will not discuss nuclear program when it sits down with the five members of the UN Security Council in Germany this week. Gee, what a shock. The call-in number to call and talk to me is area code 347-850-1572. We got 16 minutes left of the show. I'm not sure if anybody's listening out there. Hello? Okay, I just heard a beep. I don't know why I heard a beep, but anyway, we've got 15 minutes left of the show, and I believe we're still on the air at 347-850-1572. I don't know where that beeping was, but anyway, if you want to discuss this program about Iran, please feel free to call in and discuss it. I tell you, the UN Security Council, they need to be disbanded because they're supposed to be a Security Council, and yet they don't do nothing. Why is it that the United States spends millions upon billions of dollars every year to fund the United Nations when half of the people there don't like us? That's one thing we need to get rid of is the United Nations. If you agree or not, feel free to call in 347-850-1572. Another headline that's going on this morning, there's outrage in Chicago, and this time it's not over the Olympics. A 16-year-old honor student was caught on video being beaten to death by a group of thugs because he would not join their gang. And I say that's despicable. That's horrible. That's something that... it's too bad you don't have the death penalty for kids, I tell you, because thugs like that, they deserve to get the death penalty. That is for sure. If you believe that or not, call in. Another thing we're going to talk about is I'm going to talk about some college football. And there's plenty of games on next week. It looks like Florida quarterback Tim Tebow, just suffered a mild concussion. It looks like he will be back in time for the LSU game. By the way, that game will now be in prime time on the East Coast, 8 o'clock, October 10th, on CBS. CBS is holding that as a primetime game. So that's 6 o'clock for you people out here in the Mountain Time Zone, 5 o'clock for those of you on the Pacific Time Zone. If you want to see the nation's best college football team, bar none, the Florida Gators, and you will have a meeting of the last three national champions playing in the same game. Florida won in 06, and LSU won in 07. Florida won last year in 08. So I think that might be the first time you've had that, where you have former champions meeting with each other. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. And I don't know what's wrong with my throat, I tell you. It's getting to be dry, very dry, very quickly. So we're going to play a couple more songs. And we're going to start off with the Doobie Brothers, play that, and we'll be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. Please enjoy the Doobie Brothers.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. We got 5 minutes left of the show. And at this point, I just want to thank everyone for listening, those of you that actually have been listening to this show or any of my past shows. Like I said, if you want to tell me what you think of the show, leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio on my page there, or you can go to facebook.com/Steve Poindexter Online. That's all one word. It's STEVEPOINDEXTER online. Okay? So, it's facebook.com/Steve Poindexter Online. Now, 4 minutes left of the show, and this has been fun, but you know, when you don't get listeners, you feel like you're wasting your own time and everybody else's time. And even though it's been a blast, and it has been a blast doing these shows, doing the show on 9/11 was special. Doing the tribute to those that perished in the floods in the Southeast last week was special. Doing the show on Obama and 9/11 was interesting. That was my very first show. And then, of course, all the sports shows that I have done over the last 6 weeks have also been interesting. So tonight I thought I'd give you a mix of everything, which is what I've done. I'd like to thank my brother-in-law, Joey, for being the only caller who's actually called into the show and over the last 6 weeks, which he called in on the 9/11 show. And so there's 2 minutes left. With this, I say goodbye, and that will be the song that I play. Until I see you again or talk to you again, take care of yourself and each other. To have us go out is the Spice Girls with the song Goodbye. Thank you again from Sun Valley, Idaho. Have yourselves a wonderful day and a better tomorrow. Bye.